Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alexis Fleener, and she is with Southwest Iowa Planning Council, SWPCO. That's what most of us say SWPCO. That's the kind of easy way to say that. So Alexis, you have a big project going on. So describe that project for us.
We are updating the Atlantic Comprehensive Plan. It's been over 10 years since the plan has been updated, so we are going through the comprehensive planning process with the citizens and community of Atlantic to update their vision for the future.
What all does comprehensive plan include? I'm going, a comprehensive plan. What does that mean?
The comprehensive plan looks at different aspects of a community. It kind of takes a snapshot of where the community is now, whether, you know, housing, economic, industrial, and just overall community well-being. It takes an overall snapshot of where the community is, but then it also gets feedback from citizens and the city to kind of outline goals and objectives and their vision for the future and how to get there.
So I think I heard you say this is an opportunity for people who live in Atlantic and actually the rural area around Atlantic. If you claim Atlantic, you can be a part of this, to say this is what we'd like Atlantic and the area to be like in the future.
Yeah, we have a survey going out. It's already been out to hopefully all the residents, but there is an online component, an online version that people can use to take the survey. But yes, anyone who claims Atlantic as home or works in Atlantic, lives in Atlantic, wants to give their feedback on Atlantic, is invested in any way, can participate and give their input for this plan.
And I received one in the mail, and that's how most people receive them, but sometimes people get missed. But, you know, when I heard it was going to happen, I heard and saw this survey's coming, I'm going, oh, no, there'll be a million pages, and there's no way I'm going to answer all those questions. It's not that long.
No, we tried to keep it very, very short and just kind of get the basics of information from people so that people would be more likely to fill it out, take the time to fill it out. It's not long at all. So there are open-ended questions and our contact information. So if you think we missed something on the survey or you have more input to give, we will be out in the community. We are taking the approach of we'll come to you kind of thing, where we're going to be at Atlantic events over the summer. Produce in the Park was one of them. And, you know, Atlantic Fest coming up, we're going to be hopefully out in the community where we will hear from people. And we will also have community meetings where people can come and talk more in depth about what they want to see.
So is that kind of the next step after you've gotten, hopefully a great number of those surveys back? The next step will be community meetings?
The next step will be community meetings to kind of update people on the survey results, meeting with various groups and organizations in Atlantic. The city will be meeting with the city as well, and hopefully we'll have chances for people to come together and talk about issues and talk about how we want to move forward.
Yes. And I think those meetings are helpful. You know, if you got the survey and you go, everything's okay. I mean, some people think that and you go, I can't think of anything. It would be good to show up at one of these meetings, because when you start getting discussion, you're going, oh, yeah, that really would be helpful.
Yeah, we really want to hear from people in person. We know people's lives are very busy, so this survey is one way to give input, but another way would be more of a face-to-face conversation with people together, coming together, hopefully in an evening meeting, okay, if people can make it.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to the surveys for a little bit. As I understand, the surveys were mailed out to everybody, so everybody in 50022 should have gotten one of these?
Everyone should have gotten the mailed survey. We gave the copies to the post office and heard from some people that maybe they were missed, or, you know, things didn't. We have extra copies. If anyone did not receive a copy of the survey in the mail, we have extra copies. We would be happy to print them off for people. We have extra copies at the drop-off locations, which you can go to City Hall, you can go to the Atlantic Municipal Utilities, you can go to the Atlantic Public Library, you can even go to Fairway and Hy-Vee. And the hospital. So there's several locations where there should be copies for people, but they want to call our office, you know, email me, anything. Okay. Yeah.
And you did mention an online copy that you could fill out. Can you fill that out online?
Yeah. So there's a link to the survey online. It's exactly like the paper copy, but you can get on a computer or your phone to fill it out online and hit submit. So you don't have to worry about taking it anywhere to drop it off.
Okay. So how do I find that? If I put in Atlantic Comprehensive Survey or something, will it come up? What do I need to search for?
It should be on the city's website and various social media pages. In Atlantic has shared it in the past, and the link is very short, but I don't want to say it right. Yeah. The link is out there. If anyone's having trouble finding it, they can pretty much contact any city office or SWPCO office.
And SWPCO is your numbers in the phone book. So I think almost everybody has a phone book. If you have a phone, you probably have a phone book. And so SWPCO, Southwest Iowa Planning Council, is there in the phone book. So call, email, whatever you need to do. Everybody 50022 should have one. Now, we have heard one of the last question, I think it's nearly the last question, ask what ward you're in. And I know when I looked at that, I'm going, I'm not in a ward.
Yeah, so that we were trying to kind of gauge as simply as possible kind of where people live, but we realize that some people live outside of the city and they don't necessarily vote in for Atlantic. So if you see that, if that's confused, I don't want that to hinder anyone from or discourage anyone from filling out the survey. So I want to stress, you know, you can write on there or, you know, comment, I don't vote in Atlantic, but I'm a resident. So fill it out. Ignore that question.
Yeah. Ignore the question. Write in your comment, whatever. And I think maybe that also says throughout the questionnaire, throughout the survey, if there's something that's not asked or you don't like the way it's asked or whatever, there's paper there or your computer's there, write it in.
Yeah, there's quite a few open-ended questions or other or something like that, or, you know, some of the last question, is there anything else you want to say that you can write out? And if you don't have enough room on the paper copy, you can drop off and, you know, you can attach another sheet of paper.
Okay. And you did mention all the places to drop off. And again, somebody said, well, you know, I got the survey. Now what do I do with it? Well, obviously they'd not gone through it because there are so many places where you can drop that off if you have the in-hand kind. I think there's a place on there where everybody almost goes. Doesn't everybody go to a grocery store sometime?
Hopefully. We tried to pick locations where, A, they would agree to having a drop box, but B, that, you know, at least one of those locations you will visit in the next month. So we're hoping to get responses by July 30th. So hopefully everyone has time to fill out a survey and find a drop-off location or submit it online by July 30th.
Good point, Alexis. We really hadn't talked about kind of a deadline. So it's easy. Get it done. And then, as you mentioned, you have the follow-up meetings. After that, what's the next step, Alexis?
The next step will be taking all of that information, all of that community input, and hopefully putting it in the plan in a way that, you know, the city can follow, and it can be, this plan can be used for years to come. Whenever the city is making a decision, they can refer to this plan and kind of say, okay, are the decisions that we're making kind of follow what, you know, these people are saying that they want.
So let's hope it doesn't just get put on a shelf somewhere, that it's out there giving guidance when decisions are being made. We want to thank you very much, Alexis Fleener from Southwest Iowa Planning Council, for visiting with us today. And get that survey done, folks. Until next time, here's a thought. Every successful individual knows that his or her achievement depends on a community of persons working together.